the Mental Spa, broadcasting live, well, almost, from a converted laboratory in Cheshire to cities and countries across the globe. Panama, Mumbai, Switzerland, Slovenia, California, Sydney, Texas, Berlin, Tallinn, and Leicester.
Hello and welcome to The Mental Spa. Thanks very much for taking the time to download our fantastic podcast. I'm Emma Clark, voiceover extraordinaire, and my partner in crime is the inimitable Dave Witt. Say hello, Dave.
Hi.
Mental Spa News.
First of all, we've got to say sorry, haven't we, Dave?
Yes, a big sorry to
Sorry.
Everybody.
Sorry, everybody. We've not been around, have we?
You've been
away.
Yeah.
I've been away. Mentally. And we haven't had a mental spa for some weeks.
Yeah.
It's not for want of trying or not wanting to, just unfortunately our busy schedules haven't allowed us to be together.
Yeah, we've talked about it a lot, haven't we, Em?
We have. We've also been thwarted by technology, haven't we?
We have, yeah.
Because when Dave went to, he's been away, you see, on his holidays.
Been
I've
away.
Not. Most glamorous place I've been in the past 3 weeks has been Cheadle, but he went away and we did plan to have a Skype phone-based conference where Dave would deliver some kind of fantastic holiday program-esque feedback as to what he was doing in Turkey, but unfortunately his phone won't work.
No, my phone won't work. I could go on the internet on the phone, so I decided I'd try and Facebook M to try and get in touch, but that still didn't work.
Failed, didn't it? I tried to text you.
Miserably.
Oh, God. So, yes, first of all, sorry.
Yeah, big sorry, big apologies.
Big hug.
But you didn't miss anything from Turkey anyway, so don't worry about that. There's nothing great to say. No, seriously.
The Mental Spa with Emma Clark and Dave Witts. Exfoliate your mind.
Tell us what you've been up to anyway, Dave.
Yeah, well, I've got back from my holidays. Yeah, which was fun. I quite enjoyed it. It was a bit hot. 45 degrees is a bit hot.
I'd be like a wet rag.
Yeah, sweating like a cornered nun, I was.
Nice.
Not nice.
nice image.
Yeah, and it's quite a strange place because it's such like everything's so hard sell. You know, you can't just walk down the street.
Are you a natural haggler?
I'm not a natural haggler.
No,
I just want a price. Everybody over there seemed to call Emma, who's my girlfriend, not you, Emma, obviously.
No. We're not romantically involved, are we, Dave?
Not yet. everybody called Emma Shakira or J-Lo, and she's clearly doesn't look like Shakira or J-Lo. If she did, I wouldn't let her out. But it's probably because of her fat ass.
Well, that's a bit nasty, Dave.
It's all right, she doesn't listen. I can say
she
what
might
I
burn
want.
Your tea deliberately.
Yeah, oh gosh, she doesn't make tea.
She might spit in your cereal. So that's really what you've been up to, isn't it, really? Being on holiday, coming back from holiday, recovering from holiday.
Yeah, that's it. And my tan's already gone because I didn't really go out in the sun because it's that hot, you think that I am actually going to die. I'll just turn into a grain of salt. So what have you been up to, Em, since we've last spoke?
Well, I've been voicing like a bitch,
like
morning
a bitch.
Till night. It's been really busy, I have to say, in voiceover world,
good
doing
stuff.
All sorts of stuff. Yesterday, I have to say, I did a marvellous commercial for an adult superstore.
Really, where?
It's an out. I can't tell you for legal reasons. But suffice to say, it was an out-of-town retail park in the north of England.
It always is.
Which I found fascinating, really, that, you know, you could be in a retail park, right, looking at cut-price sofas, you know, discounted electrical goods, and then suddenly you find yourself browsing a shelf full of dildos.
That happens to me regularly. Do you not find it's a better alternative to IKEA?
Nice.
Yeah, so apart from
I'm just picturing your furniture that you said that, Dave. It brings a whole concept of do-it-yourself to a whole new level.
It does, doesn't it?
Anyway, the top bit of this ad, it was a little bit of a sketch between two women where I was playing the first voice and I had to say something like, it's huge.
Oh, my life.
And the second woman had to say, is it really? And then I had to say, oh, yes. In fact, it's the biggest one I've ever seen. And then I had to give that sexy advert giggle that I'm often asked to do and I had to go, like that, you know what I mean? But it came back for a remake because the client said he wanted a sense of tension in those first three lines, which I thought was hilarious because essentially it's a knob gag. innit? Because the conceit is that, ha ha, the listener thinks we're talking about a penis when actually we're talking about the spatial size of the superstore itself.
Of course. How could you mix the two up?
Well, exactly. So I did it again. Fortunately, it came back again for another remake.
My God.
He said he wanted it to sound more dramatic. So that's a flavour, really, of the kind of thing that I've been voicing. Eventually, it did get passed by the client, so thank the Lord for that. I've also been asked to contribute to a new website, which is interesting, called bitchbuzz.com.
Bitchbuzz.com.
It's for women. It's sassy. It's now. It's feisty.
Is that what you got told? The PR people say it's so sassy and vibrant, and I should be linked with this. Oh, is that what they told you, Em? You sound like you're reading that.
I'm so not reading it. I feel it.
You feel it.
I feel it, David.
You've drilled it into you that deep that you're even saying it yourself.
Yeah. Oh, it's a top site. It's a lot of fun. And so, yeah.
So what's the whole idea of Bitch Buzz? It sounds like some sort
of... It's really... The idea is that the site was born out of the founder's frustrations with the female and feminist blogospheres. That, you know, they were too angry, too kind of like... too feminist, too like, men are shit, kind of thing. And we just wanted to do something that was a bit kind of
so it's a bit
feminine,
like,
but feisty.
It's a bit like the Spice Girls, then, or Destiny's Child. Man bashing.
Only without the flat stomachs.
Yeah. Because you're an independent woman and all that.
Yeah, exactly. Makes me want to sing that song, doesn't it?
Outtake of the week!
The outtake of the week is the mental health hotline. It's not really an outtake as much as just a bit of funny audio that we thought we'd play with it saying the word mental in.
Because it's a bit like us, only it's mental health.
Yeah, just
not
a little.
Spa.
Hello and welcome to the mental health hotline. If you are obsessive compulsive, press 1 repeatedly. If you are codependent, ask someone to press 2 for you. If you have multiple personalities, press 3, 4, 5, and 6. If you are paranoid, we know what you are and what you want. Stay on the line and we'll trace your call. If you're delusional, press 7 and your call will be transferred to the mothership. If you are schizophrenic, listen carefully and a small voice will tell you which number to press. If you're depressive, it doesn't matter which number you press, no one will answer you. If you're dyslexic, press 69696969. If you have a nervous disorder, please fidget with the hash key until the beep. After the beep, please wait for the beep. If you have a short-term memory loss, please try your call again later. And if you have low self-esteem, hang up.
And now it's time for Mummy, I Had a Bad Thought. Yes, like one of those hoodie emo kid types who want to kill their parents and stuff. Emma and Dave discuss their dark thoughts.
This week's Mummy, I Had a Bad Thought, or this month, if we're going on rotation, is when we're coming back from Turkey, the airlines, Thomas Cook.
It's you and
no
your
names,
lady, isn't it?
No names, yeah. There's me, my girlfriend, and loads of family. I think there was 8 of us in all.
My God.
I know. God, it were a right rabble. You should try pay bills together. God.
They didn't get calculators out, did they, when the bill came?
No, I just paid
extra. No, but you see, I only had an orange juice. No, I didn't have a margarita.
Yeah, anyway, we're coming back from Turkey, from Dalaman Airport, which, can I just tell you, it's £3.50 for a can of Fanta. And
shocking.
And for a Big Mac meal, just as I did a recce because I was fascinated as to how the hell they could charge that much. It was £16 for a Big Mac meal. £16?
Do you know what the message of that is, David? Don't eat junk food.
It's right.
What was wrong with a bit of water and an apple?
Well, the theory was...
Think it through.
We went to get a sandwich, thinking we won't do the McDonald's thing. You know, we'll be healthy. So we went to this sort of Subway-style sandwich place, where, incidentally, they have hagglers to get you in the bloody airport.
Oh, you're joking.
No, I kid you not.
I find that a bit high pressure myself.
So we bought this chicken salad sandwich to eat on the plane because we hadn't paid for plane food. Opens it up. And I kid you not, there was 3 slices of processed chicken, no butter, no mayo, and just one straggly half-dead piece of lettuce. It was the most sad sandwich I've ever eaten. I almost felt ashamed to eat it. That was, I think that was 10 lira, which is about 7 quid, 6, 7 quid.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, cheated.
Healthy packed lunches are the way forward.
Not when you're in bloody Turkey. Anyway.
So what was your bad thought?
My bad thought was Thomas Cook Airlines, they tried to overcharge us because we were 10 kilograms over for the 8 of us, which and they wanted to charge us £12 a kilo. to come back. And, you know, I don't understand, because we're all relatively sort of normal-sized people. I mean, a brother must weigh all of, like, 2 stone wet through. You know, he's, like, 7 foot tall, but he's like a stick. Really? And he never constitutes a real person.
In any sense.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just fascinating that they thought they could charge us. So Emma's
What was your argument? How did you get off?
We got away with it because we said we haven't got... Because you're allowed 5 kilograms worth of hand luggage. And we witted to say, look, we haven't got 5 kilograms of hand luggage each. And she just got bored of us wittering that, really.
She got bored.
Yeah, because there was a bit of a queue behind us.
Just leave me alone, okay? Just go away. Yeah. It's free.
And another thing... Am I ranting?
I'm loving it. It's a kind of therapy session. Go on.
And at the passport,
get it off your chest.
At passport control, going into the departure lounge from when we had a problem with the bloody bags and stuff.
Yeah.
The guy didn't even look at our passports, but I noticed when I walked past that we were playing bloody Sonic the Hedgehog.
No way.
On his computer. I thought, are you kidding?
In these days of international terrorist threat?
Absolutely. Yeah, they're all going to Britain, aren't they?
What, the hedgehogs?
Yeah, Sonic the Hedgehog. I mean, I couldn't believe it. Yeah, so...
So what was your bad thought?
I just wanted
Cut
to...
Cut the chase, Dave.
Do something horrible to Thomas Cook Airlines because they made Emma cry.
Really?
Oh, and you know, when you can't be asked, you know, she's there. Oh, God.
Why was she crying?
Because she didn't like flying, and this was just another thing like add to the whole stress of the journey.
Gotcha.
And I just didn't need it. I was close to ragging her over the terminal thing. Look, love, I am not paying this £12. But Emma's mum sorted it out because she's big and scary. As most women are.
Ooh, no issues there, Dave.
No, but she didn't listen either, so I'm all good.
Dimmer of the Week.
Okay, this week's Dimmer of the Week is from Austria. An Austrian man is demanding substantial damages after he was blasted off the toilet when huge hailstones started shooting out of it. Martin Bierbauer said, I heard the pipes rumbling a bit, and suddenly hailstones and the size of golf balls started exploding out of the toilet. I'll quit that, because I can't...
I'm loving it.
I'm running out of breath.
You sound like a Bond villain.
No, Mr. Bond. Anyway, yeah... Martin Bierbauer said, I heard the pipes rumbling a bit, and suddenly hailstones the size of golf balls started exploding out of the toilet like it was a popcorn machine. There was an avalanche of ice that quickly filled the toilet, then the entire flat, and eventually the entire building. Sounds
surely
terrifying.
Surely that's an exaggeration. Surely.
he's saying that to the judge while he's in court. Oh, you would not believe what I saw. So he says, I ran down the stairs with the hailstones following me. They followed him.
Like they're like, sentient.
Yeah, it's like...
they know where he's going.
A hailstone zombie movie. Another resident did the same. Yeah, of course they did, Martin. Whatever you say. Another resident, Sylvia Strait, said, I grabbed a board and put it over the toilet. The pressure was so great, I ended up sitting on the board as the hail flowed through the flat and down the stairs. Of course she did. Where did you get a bloody board from in a toilet? These are all tall stories. Freak weather has led to temperatures of over 35 degrees centigrade in Austria.
Blimey.
That's quite hot, actually. It's nearly as hot as Turkey. Which a few days later plunged to near zero as freak hailstorms batter the country. That'd be really annoying, wouldn't it?
Good God.
Global warming? What global warming? The incident at the block of flats in Tinhofstrasse in Einsenstadt, southeast of the capital Vienna, was caused by hailstones flooding into the local drain and torrential downpour, which became blocked. Local council spokeswoman Wolfgang. It's always a Wolfgang. Wolfgang Wiener said the pressure was too great, the hailstones had to go somewhere, and they came out through the toilets, it seems. You reckon? Thanks, Wolfgang.
Love the story.
It's
wondering
crackers.
If it's true, though, I have to say.
Yeah, not too sure about that.
No. Martin Bierbauer, though, I mean, what do you think his strategy should have been? Pouring a hot kettle down the loo, probably, melting them.
Yeah, explode
Lots
the toilet.
Salt.
That's it, yeah.
Not putting an ironing board over it.
No, that was Sylvia.
Oh, that was Sylvia,
yeah,
wasn't
she,
it?
She
yeah.
just grabbed a board.
But as a disaster movie, right, if it were made by Hollywood into a disaster movie, what do you think they might call it?
I have absolutely no idea, Em. You've obviously thought more about this than I have.
Well, as you were going through your story, my mind couldn't help but wonder.
What ice beneath? Very good.
Drain man.
Drain man. Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Pan's Labyrinth.
Pan's Labyrinth.
I like it.
You're a genius.
Thanks very much.
Is that it? I thought you said you put a lot of thought into that.
The Mental Spa. A mud wrap for your mind. With Emma Clark and Dave Witts.
So we've had some feedback, have we, Em?
We have had some feedback, David, from a fan.
A fan?
Alex Chamberlain wrote, bless him, I was so touched by this. He said, just thought I would send a message to you on my way to work on the tube to say that your podcast was really funny. It certainly has brightened my rather boring, crappy day. Lol. Sent from my BlackBerry wireless device.
Oh.
I think actually Al just wanted to show off that he's got a BlackBerry.
He just wanted to mail somebody, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. It is also, I have to say, in the last Mental Spa, our great fan and one of our Slovenian, many Slovenian fans, right? Bosjan.
Sorry,
Bosjan Jerko.
Bosjan.
I called him Jerko last time because that's sadly how it's spelled. So sorry, Bosjan, about that. Big mistake. But he guessed our underrated song of yesteryear.
Indeed,
it was My Sharona by The Beat.
Bless him, he Facebooked me to ask him if I had a good holiday.
Oh, bless him.
He cares. He's a listener that cares.
I didn't ask you, did I?
No, you didn't. You couldn't give a rat's ass, could you?
The Peter Dixon Relationship Workshop for the Emotionally Inadequate. Come with me into the Mental Spa Treatment Cubicle and let me get stuck into you.
My boyfriend has told me he wants to go away with the lads to Magaluf. This isn't an unusual occurrence, as he often goes away with his mates. The only difference this time is that he says he wants to go away for 6 years. I'm keen to respect his need for freedom and embrace the chance to broaden my own horizons to show him how much I love him. Should I enroll at an evening class?
Well, thank you so much for your charming letter. Yes, so your boyfriend wants to go away with the lads to Magaluf, does he? For 6 years. Doesn't this tell you something? You're fat and boring, probably, and he doesn't love you anymore. 6 years, my ass. Grab the bull by the horns and yank it off. Better still, stick your fingers in his nostrils and swing him round your head and smack him in the face with your hammer, if you get my drift. As for the evening class, forget it, love. Get down the pub with the girls. There's another one round the corner, and the same bait will catch them. Yes, just don't forget to leave your knickers in the drawer, next to mine. Remember, you lot, you can get in touch with the show by emailing on your computery type device. info@thementalspa.co.uk.
So in this holiday season, there's probably advice there for all of us.
Yeah, I would have said so.
The quick fire round.
With it being holiday season, we thought we'd do some holiday related quick fire questions.
Like this.
Like this. So, if you could go anywhere in the world, where would it be and why?
Wow, sport for choice, actually, when you ask me this question,
Dave. It is a bit, isn't it?
Quite drawn to Iceland. Oh. Land of fire and ice.
You could go to Austria.
There.
You could go to Austria. You could get both.
Yeah, a lavatory in Austria.
Yeah.
Adventures for all the family.
Yeah.
Also, and this might sound sad, right, and it probably is, but I love the Lake District. I'm not that good in heat, you know. I've got an allergy to a lot of the jabs that you have to have when you go, you know, far afield. Limited, really. Bit limited, bit dull. Dull, really.
I don't think it's dull. I think it's one of the most beautiful places in the world, the Lake District. But when you live here, you don't quite appreciate it the same, do you?
No, it's true. But I love it. I really do. And I like the fact that it rains. I really like it.
You like
like
rain?
The variety of the weather.
Do you walk up the sort of hills and mountains and stuff?
Oh, I do, yeah. I'm
you do?
A rambler.
Are you a rambler?
Bit, yeah. Why?
Oh.
Why? Me and my dad, bless him, we used to do a lot of walking and rambling, and he always used to get us lost, my dad. He was one of these blokes who believed he knew better than the map. And we'd always end up lost. And I'd always end up thinking, oh, God, the helicopter's going to have to come out in a minute.
We haven't got enough clothes to spell SOS on the floor.
Yeah, exactly.
With my smalls.
So, yes, I'm quite outdoorsy, really, in a way. So where would you go, Dave?
It'd have to be New York. I'd love to go at Christmas.
Mm. Just as an aside, just to slip it in, I've nearly finished my Christmas shopping.
You no way.
Yes,
no
have,
way.
Yeah, I have. Is that a sad?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. It's not Christmas shopping unless it's Christmassy in the stores.
I find it dead stressful, though, because in my job, Christmas is one of the busiest times of the year. So it's proper full on.
24-hour shopping. You could go to the Meadow Hall or the Trafford Centre.
We don't have that in Altrincham.
Oh, yeah, probably not. Not in the downstairs toilet. I can't believe that. So who have you bought for?
Almost everybody.
Apart from me.
Yours was the first one I bought, Dave.
Oh, really? I don't know what to say to that. I don't know what to expect. Is it going to be a physical gift or are you just going to put a bow on your head? Ta-da!
Yeah. Surprise!
It would be. Right.
The Mental Spa. Rubbing you up the wrong way.
So, where in the world have you been, Em, that's taken your breath away, or you've just been really impressed, or you'd love to go back?
Oh, one of the most amazing places I've been was Israel.
Israel?
Amazing place, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, in my early 20s, I went by myself, woman alone, travelling to the Middle East. It was probably...
daunting.
Unwise. Yeah, I loved it, absolutely loved it. I travelled around. It was fantastic. And one of the most amazing places was the Negev Desert. And there is nothing there. Miles and miles and miles of nothing. Because it's obviously a very hostile environment. It's very, very salty. Very, very salty. So, you know, plants don't grow there very well. And it was just like being on the moon. Amazing, amazing place. And in the distance, you could see the Dead Sea. Oh, amazing.
Would you go back?
I would.
Would you?
In a heartbeat. Loved it.
Really? Would you,
yeah,
do you need any jabs in your bum for that?
No, you don't for Israel.
Excellent.
No. Also, another place that's taking my breath away is Hull. It stinks of fish.
You can't say that, Em. You can't abuse somewhere where we live.
All I can say is that's my subjective opinion.
Have you met people
that may
from
differ
Hull?
From others?
They will track you down and hunt you like the dog you are. I'd just leave Hull. Well,
where
alone.
Have you been, Dave? Leaving Hull.
Yeah, I've been to Hull once. I think I was getting a boat to Bruges or somewhere.
All right.
You have to go. It's not something you can avoid, really, if you want to go to Bruges. Not Bruges. Were it Bruges? A place in Norway.
Dave, you're drifting.
Bergen. Anyway.
where have you been that's done? Oh, my God, it's hard work.
The Grand Canyon is where I've been.
Wow.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing.
I've looked at it on Google Earth.
Really?
Mm.
It's quite big, isn't it? Even for Google Earth standards.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's really impressive, which leads me on to a story, actually, I don't know about the Grand Canyon. Someone I work with, a guy called Toby, he flew over the Grand Canyon once with his wife-to-be, well, who is his wife now, and he actually proposed to her. You know, he got down on one knee and said, look, Carol, would you be my wife and do me the honour of taking you down the aisle and all that jazz? And she said yes. Which was, can you imagine, what a more perfect moment? And he said, only joking.
No, he didn't renege on it.
He did. So then he had to take her to Prague to do it again. What a clown. Em, you're stranded on a desert island. You can.
Am I?
Well,
feels
you,
like
you
it.
Might as well be, yeah. You can take three things. What are they?
Well, I mean, obviously, my first choices would be my family. But
no,
that's not really the gist of the question, is it?
You can only take one of them. Who would it be?
Oh, my God. Can you,
I don't have favourites.
Imagine. Oh, God. Three objects, yeah. Three objects. It would have to be...
a dildo. From your shop. Yeah, that's at least 3 minutes pleasure a day. I don't know.
I was going to say something very tasteless then and just stop myself. Just
you stopped yourself. There's a change. Go on then.
I would have. I quite like my choices. I think they're very, very practical. An iPhone, because that way you can keep in contact with people, surf the internet, and also play your music, because music's very important to me.
You've thought about this far more technically than I have.
Yeah. But not only that, I've said an iPhone kit, so that then that would involve the charger. You know,
well, that's handy when you've got a load of sand and a beach.
Maybe I'd find some kind of wind turbine thing.
You'd find one.
I don't know.
Maybe
not really thought
one.
That part through.
No,
but full comprehensive communication system. Anyway, a mosquito net. Think it'd probably be crucial.
Well, yeah, maybe. It depends where the island is. It might be in the bloody Shetland Isles.
I'd take one just in case. Also, a fully stocked comprehensive first aid box.
Comprehensive?
Yeah.
What does that involve compared to a regular first aid kit?
Oh, it'd have things like a tube of arnica in, safety pins.
Morphine, hey? Operating
Savlon,
table.
Quinine.
Scalpel. Yeah, a cacophony of utensils.
Even though we're limited to three things, I think I've kind of covered quite a lot of bases there.
Yeah, you might as well have just said a toolbox.
Yeah, Black & Decker workbench.
Yeah. Well, I thought of this more along the survival lines, really. I think a tent, because I'm not one for doing stuff myself. You know, making an actual shelter. That's a man's work, you know. I think I'd like a fishing rod.
Very practical.
Very practical, if you can fish.
Do you like sushi?
Good point. I didn't think of that. And what else did I think
You've not answered the question. Do you like sushi?
I really don't like
sushi.
Don't
think you do, do you?
No, I don't. I really don't. It's raw. Prefer it to be cooked.
And what else have you got on your three things?
I've got to have a look. I've forgotten. What did I write down earlier today? Yes, the complete collection of the Encyclopedia Britannica. Which is a bit like the Britannica version. Yeah, so I'd take a complete collection of the Encyclopedia Britannica with me so I could educate myself.
Very good.
To a standard of your level, I think.
Thanks very much, Dave.
It's all right.
You can try.
Yeah, I aspire to be like you. You're quite the role model, you know.
Am I?
Yeah.
Oh, you sad bastard.
Yep, that's me.
You don't want to be like me.
I want to get my Christmas shopping done by January the 1st next year.
There you go,
that
you see,
is my
by
target.
The minute sales. Save the packet.
Yeah, but it's all crap then, isn't it?
No, I don't think it is.
That took ages for that reaction.
Don't forget to join the Facebook group, kids, where you can tell us what you really think.
So, yes, do contact the show. We welcome feedback. Do give us your problems, and then the inimitable Peter Dixon can offer you advice. You might not want it, you might not follow it, but he'll give it you anyway. Household tips, anything you've got, really.
I've got a good one for next week. I think Peter's going to help me out next week in the relationship workshop.
Really?
A friend of mine, not me. Just so
oh,
you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Not me.
Yeah, a friend of mine has a problem, and he needs help with it. That's
you
all
can't
I'm
leave
saying.
It like that. You've got to give us an insight.
Oh, no. No, you'll have to tune in next week. I'll download the cast next week.
Teasing us, Dave.
I know. You see that? I'm giving them a reason to download the cast again. We haven't given them one yet, have we? Let's be honest.
Are you leaving it on a cliffhanger?
I am. I'm going to leave it on a cliffhanger. Thanks for downloading this latest cast. And we will be back regularly from now on, aren't
Normal
we?
Normal service.
Normal service is resumed.
Yep.
So don't panic. We're still here.
If you're even half interested, go on the interweb type thing on your computer box and look up www.thementalspa.co.uk. I guarantee you will be disappointed.